Canada, Canada Day 2022 is the new re-envisioned format for Canada Day. This year, the day will offer a variety of new and refreshed cultural, musical, and family-oriented events to enjoy this Friday, July 1. We speak with Cheryl Copage-Chihu, who is the Urban Indigenous Community Advisor for the Halifax Regional Municipality, to ask what we can expect from this year's events and festivities.
How will this year's Canada Day be different than the years before?
So this year, it really started last year. So in May last year, when the unmarked graves were discovered in Kamloops, the original 215, that really had got our Indigenous community to start rethinking about our relationship with Canada and this country and our shared histories together. And I've consulted with the Atlantic Chiefs and got their feedback to say, how do they feel about Canada Day and how should we move forward? And the direction I got was simply, we're not about a cancel culture. We're about creating opportunities to learn more about the true history and the culture of the Mi'kmaq Nation here in this territory, and to be reflective of the treaties that we signed in this territory, which is treaties of peace and friendship.
And speaking of Indigenous community, can you tell us a little bit about what people can expect in terms of events? And I know you have a cultural village. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we're very excited. We have what we're calling the Maui Omi on the Commons. And Maui Omi is a gathering. And so it'll be held on our Halifax Commons. And we were very strategic with why we picked this location, because we wanted to have everybody feel welcome and open and to have an opportunity to come in and just experience all of these different things at a time with their family. So what we have going on is we have our main stage going on, which will have Iron Tide performing with some Indigenous dance showcase. So they'll take the opportunity to show you the different beats that you'll hear on a drum and explain to you the different dance styles that you will hear if you ever attend an event like the Maui Dajik or a powwow in a community. So you'll get to learn firsthand about the fancy shawl dancers and the story behind it, or our jingle dancers, or our men traditional dancers, or our traditional gojoa dancing. We'll also have some experiential booths that we're calling it, where you'll have an opportunity to go and play waltz with our staff from the Mi'kmaq Circle of Hope. Waltz is our traditional Mi'kmaq board bowl game. You shake the dice and that. So it's an opportunity to have a hands-on experience learning that. The Halifax Library is setting up some activities, some books, recruitments, but also having some craft activities for the children to come and join us and paint and learn and share more about their culture. Atelier Inuit will be setting up an information booth and providing some tattoo markings that the kids can put on their faces or bodies to look like Inuit markings. And they'll also be making sealskin bracelets. We have our Métis group that have settled in this territory. They'll also be coming out and doing some workshops around finger weaving and giving you an opportunity to practice the Métis practice of finger weaving. So we're very excited about that.
In addition to dancing and finger weaving and painting, the event will also offer Indigenous foods.
But we also have an opportunity for you to try some of our famous powwow cuisine, which is our Ulnu taco. So it's a fried bread taco made with some elements, and it's absolutely one of the best things you want to try. So we'll have some free samples of that to try. And we'll also have opportunities for you to gain more knowledge and learn more about Indigenous culture and Indigenous events that are happening within the city. So, for example, the North American Indigenous Games will be hosted here next year in 2023. So it's an opportunity to learn about the North American Indigenous Games and maybe even explore the possibility of volunteering for it next year.
And all that's just during the first event that's happening on the Commons. There's a second event that will be happening at Grand Parade as part of the Grand Oasis Music Series. This is an opportunity to showcase some of the top Indigenous content artists to this event.
So we are starting off with Eastern Angle, who's a highly recognized Indigenous drum group that have been around for, I think they're celebrating the 30th anniversary years, which is a substantial feat. So they're quite well recognized, and we're so excited to have them opening for us. And then we're really showcasing some of our younger Indigenous artists that are up and coming, such as Dee Dee Austin and Drives the Common Man. And Drives the Common Man is from Toronto, but he has roots here in Cape Breton and Unamagi and Eskasoni First Nation. So we'd be very excited to have him on our main stage. We've also been selected to be part of the National Candidate Broadcast. So when that happens, we'll be going live with a performance from Neon Drum with our traditional dancers there as well. And the drummer for Neon Dreams is Adrian Morris, who's Indigenous as well. So it's so wonderful to have him. And our grand finale, our big act for the evening would be Crown Lands, who have been recognized and opening up for so many acts right now in Canada and the U.S. there. And it's such an up-and-coming Indigenous band. So we're so excited to have them. And then the finale will be a pyro show that we will have at the end of the event to recognize the day.
Is there anything else you would like to add or share with our audiences?
I think this is an opportunity for everyone to come out and experience the Indigenous culture. It's an opportunity for you to come out and learn and see our beautiful, vibrant culture. For everything that our communities have endured, we're still here. We're still able to share our traditions and cultures in the spirit of peace and friendship. And we're just so excited to welcome everybody to come and celebrate with us on Kanata Canada Day. And Kanata just means Canada in Mi'kmaq.
Thank you, Cheryl. That was Cheryl Kopej-Jihu, Urban Indigenous Community Advisor for the Halifax Regional Municipality. And these are all the events we can expect from Kanata Canada Day 2022. In addition, the Canadian Museum of Immigration at Pier 21 and the Halifax Citadel National Historic Site will be offering free admission on Friday, July 1. Halifax Transit will also be offering free transit service on Kanata Canada Day. Sarah Gouda, CKDU.